KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, currently 76 degrees and cloudy at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, as we do look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with still a chance of more showers and storms in the morning and also the afternoon today. High should be about 93 degrees, and also that heat advisory does remain in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Cass, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A bicyclist from Atlantic has been injured when he rode his bike into oncoming traffic near Atlantic City Park yesterday evening. At around 9:15 yesterday, police say a 2003 Ford Focus driven by 33-year-old Michelle Bartholomew of Atlantic was stopped at a sign at 6th Street in Atlantic. Bartholomew was attempting to turn left on the Poplar. Meanwhile, a bicycle ridden by 41-year-old Raymond Knutson of Atlantic failed to stop at the stop sign at 6th and Poplar as he was leaving Atlantic City Park. Knutson then struck Bartholomew's vehicle as she was attempting to turn onto Poplar. Knutson was taken by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for unknown injuries. He was cited for failure to have a headlight. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 Dismore conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Well, seven-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong stopped in Carroll yesterday morning, joined Reg Rye for one day on his home from the tour. Armstrong says people are the best part of the bike ride that takes place across the whole entire state.
Great organization. People are friendly to each other. These states are friendly states. You know, this is something you feel even if you weren't here for Rag Bright. You feel that people are very normal people. And so it's good for us to be here. It's obviously been great for Livestrong to have a presence here for years and years. And TJ and his whole crew have been big supporters of ours. And it was on our way home.
Armstrong is a cancer survivor and offered some advice to others that are suffering from the disease.
Friends and family are obviously key and important. That support structure from day one is something that I really leaned on, and I think most people do. And just knowledge of the disease, empowering each and every patient to ask hard questions, understand what's going on within their bodies, and you know, that way then when they start to turn the corner, they start to get better, they know it, they can understand.
Armstrong joined his teammates with Livestrong on the bike ride to Boone before returning home to Colorado. Motorists on Interstate 29 at Exit 32 near Glenwood in Plattsmouth, Nebraska will now be allowed to make a legal crossover. The change goes into effect this morning. The change will allow motorists to use the crossover to make a U-turn from one interstate ramp to another. The purpose of the crossover is to provide relief to travelers detoured by flooding, especially residents of Iowa and Nebraska that are using the Missouri River crossing at Plattsmouth, Nebraska on a daily basis due to the flood-related closure of Iowa Highway 2 and Nebraska City. The temporary crossover will shorten out-of-distance travel by approximately 15 miles for travelers going east on U.S. Highway 34 from Plattsmouth and planning to continue north on I-29 or east on 34. This temporary detour crossover can be legally used by the public, unlike other median crossovers along the interstate that are restricted. In addition, eastbound US 34 travelers will drive south on the ramp and use the crossover to take the ramp north. Also, a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 34 near Glenwood did lead to some lane closures earlier this morning, but those are now open, as we were just informed by the DOT, so all lanes open on Highway 34. The Adair County Board of Supervisors held their regularly scheduled meeting yesterday morning. After approving the minutes from their previous meeting, the board took up the matter of an EMS training grant drawdown. The grant allows the local fire departments and ambulances to get reimbursed from the state for training costs of the EMS staff. The board approved the measure of sending out individual checks from the state to the appropriate departments. The board also discussed having the county put funds towards the housing assistance programs.
The consensus of the board was for Supervisor Twombly to go ahead and inform CCOG that the county would be willing to put matching funds of $1,500 in order to get $6,250 back for housing assistance through our general relief or Veterans Affairs.
That's Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer as the meeting was held at 9 o'clock yesterday morning at the Adair County Courthouse. Now taking a look at state news, an African-American woman has told authorities that she has been targeted for racial harassment at work and at her home in northwest Des Moines. Reports say that Copa Bruce called 911 on Monday morning after she got home from work at the John Deere plant in Ankeny. Someone had spray-painted profanity and a racial slur on her garage door. Her children were inside at the home, asleep at the time. Burst says she's been harassed at work for months and that she's filed a complaint about a racial slur written on her locker at work as well. The state has been told to inspect Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines and its affiliates. Reports say that the federal order came after the state discovered a problem with patient monitoring. Neither the state nor Mercy officials would describe the deficiency publicly. Mercy spokesperson Greg Legan says a team of state inspectors is following up on a MACE survey. He says the inspection is being conducted to validate all suggested changes that have been made and that Mercy is meeting those standards. And former Republican state lawmaker Chuck Gipp has been named deputy director of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Gipp, whose hiring was announced yesterday, served in the Iowa House of Representatives from 1990 to 2008 and was a majority leader from 2003 to 2007. The 63-year-old Gipp is currently administrator of the Soil Conservation Division for the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Gipp, who lives in Decorah, will begin his new duties on August 5th. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 Dismore Conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Now taking a look at our funeral announcements, 76-year-old Donald L. Paulson of Exira died on Saturday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Graveside services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. 97-year-old Edna Grace Campbell of Irwin died on Monday at the Reed House. Funeral services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. 75-year-old Charles T. Manet of Washington, D.C., died on Friday at the Kindred Hospital in Richmond, Virginia. Funeral services for Charles Manet will be held tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, as Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 93-year-old Maxine Ann Artinson of Avoca, and formerly from Shelby, died on Sunday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center in Avoca. Funeral services will be held on Friday afternoon at 1:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And 90-year-old Hugh McCall of Bridgewater passed away on Tuesday at his home in Bridgewater. Funeral services are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. You can also leave online condolences to the family at steenfunerals.com. As a look at our KJAN News, as news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues.